Blog Talk Radio.
If you walk outside your door right now and look at the plants around your house, do you have any clue which plants are edible? After a lifetime of research and over 3 years of putting this together, I have created what I believe to be one of the most foundational books for living on planet Earth. Most human beings have lost touch with nature so much they have no clue anymore how to survive on their own. Did you know wild plants are some of the most powerful food and medicine you could ever have? Every living thing on Earth has a purpose, even the toxic plants. You just need to know which purpose they serve. In an emergency, you need to know this. If you want to seriously improve your health, you need to know this. If you have no more money for food or medicine, you need to know this. This is a book no household should be without. This isn't just about plants you might see in a forest somewhere. I'm talking about the begonias in your window, the grass in your yard, the tree on the corner, and the weeds coming through the cracks. Let's take common grass. Did you know you can make tea out of it? That's right. Grass tea is used as a diuretic for kidney stone prevention, urinary inflammation, incontinence, expelling worms, hemorrhoids, skin conditions like rash. It's also used for lung conditions like bronchitis, colds, fever, infections. The roots can be chewed as a licorice-tasting food or made into a flour and are used for digestive and stomach issues. That's right. Yeah, grass. It's insane what people don't know. This weed is one of the most nutritious, delicious greens there is. Even better than spinach. It was used a long time ago by farmers to fatten up their livestock. You probably have 10 different things growing within walking distance of your house right now that are great, healthy, non-caffeine coffee substitutes. Plants that help you quit smoking. Plants that help you lose your desire for alcohol and detox your body while they're at it. What plants are a good substitute for milk or beer or even root beer? What plants make a good perfume? Which ones are good repellents for ants, moths, and mosquitoes? What common weed makes an awesome shampoo and soap? Which plant makes a soap for delicate fabrics that normally can't be washed with harsh chemicals? What's a good plant for bed bugs? This is not just a book for recognizing wild and unknown plants. It's also a dictionary and a health reference guide to all those revolutionary healing herbs you've been hearing so much about and what they're used for. This plant, for example, boosts your sex life so much it's been outlawed in several states. You might not be able to buy it, but it might be growing right there in your neighborhood. Every drug that medicine uses out there was originally made from a plant. Plants can feed you, help heal your health conditions. You can make clothing with them, and you can build your home with them. They can power your electricity and fuel your car. Plants can even protect your home from break-ins. Find out which ones are good for that. It's all in this book. Which plant is good for arguing couples? This plant has wax to make candles with. Which plant has a bubblegum flavor? What plants are good thickeners for soups and food? What common household flowers are edible? It's time we put everything in one book. All the plants, garden plants, wild plants, potted plants, trees, landscaping, everything. What nuts taste like cheddar cheese when steamed? What common worldwide plant is eaten in India where people have the lowest cancer rates? Sure, wheatgrass is great, but what about crabgrass? What about those amazing and powerful herbs you've heard so much about from South America? Did you know people are growing them in their homes all over the world? When I say edible plants, I mean all plants, because you now have access to all of them everywhere. Geographic region doesn't matter anymore either, because the world is becoming one. People are growing pineapples and goji berries in their own homes, even up north where it's cold. Did you know you can grow kiwis that can handle 30 below zero? I'm about to open up a whole new world for you of unlimited possibilities and put you in charge of having access to any free food and medicine you could ever want, including the most famous healing herbs in the world. I am empowering you here. You're not just at the mercy of what's randomly growing near you. You now have the power to grow almost anything you want, any plant from anywhere in the world on your property, no matter where you live. It's your life. Start grabbing it by the reins and start doing what you want. That's what I'm here for, is to show you how. Why did I include normal grocery store fruits and vegetables in this book? Because there's lots of wild carrots and grapes and asparagus and stuff growing out there, and most people have no clue what a wild carrot even looks like if they saw one, or mustard. If you saw this growing, would you eat it? You know what this is? It's celery. This, on the other hand, is poison hemlock. You gotta know the difference. Most people have no clue. We need to start from scratch. When I say edible plants, I mean all edible plants. What are peely nuts and jackfruit good for? Which super powerful plants are good for fighting sexual diseases? What plant will not burn and makes a great fire barrier around your home? I didn't just create this for you. I created it for me, too. Why buy it when you can grow it for free and have an endless supply of free food and medicine for the rest of your life? This amazing Power Pack book covers over 1,000 plants found all over the world. It shows you which ones are edible, which ones are poisonous, what they're used for. Over 2,500 full color images. This is the ultimate plant and health reference guide. Just as important is the second part of the book, a complete in-depth cross-reference of every health condition you can imagine and what plants have been historically used for those conditions. What plant do you take for nervousness? What plant repairs DNA? What plants are good for anxiety, insomnia? Which ones are good probiotic food? What plants can you make your own soap and toothpaste and shampoo with? What are the best healthy low glycemic sugar substitutes other than stevia? Which ones increase nutrient absorption and athletic performance? How about the performance in the bedroom? Even if you don't want to pick your own plants, at least know what to look for when you go to the health store. This section alone is worth the whole book. Once you start looking at this thing, you're not going to be able to put it down. You'll be amazed at what's out there, growing right outside your door. There's nothing else like this out there. This is a book every person, every household should have. The Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide. Get it at freefoodandmedicine.com.
Wow, where can I get that stuff?
Amazing. So, look up in the book, because I ain't got my book yet. Which one tastes like bubblegum?
Oh, God, he doesn't list it that way. Come on, you got to read the whole damn book in order to find that out.
Dang darn diddly. Now, something he said in the advertisement is all of the pharmaceuticals came from plants.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much. There's a few that were generated artificially and experimented with. And,
right.
You know, but yeah, basically everything comes from plants, and then they synthesize it.
Right. They change the DNA so that they can put a patent on it.
Well, they don't even do that. They just they synthesize the chemical. They extract it from its source, strip away all the nutrients that are supposed to go with that chemical so they can concentrate that one chemical, and then they figure out how to synthesize it in the lab. And a lot of times when they synthesize something, they don't exactly get it 100%. So even then, see, now it's been stripped of all the supporting chemicals that make it good for you. And then they don't even copy it perfectly in the first place. They make something similar, but not quite. And then they turn it loose on you, and you read the side effects. And the side effects are often worse than the disease that you're trying to take care of. But you don't read those because your doctor read it for you.
Right. Well, where I was going with that is my favorite pharmaceutical to talk about whenever that subject comes up is aspirin.
Right.
Aspirin came from the herb white willow.
You mean trees can be herbs?
Oh, yeah. The white willow bark is what people use as an herb for the same thing that people use aspirin for. That's where they came up with aspirin. They basically took white willow, took it in a lab, and did all the chemical crap that they do to it, and altered it so that they can put a patent on it, and now they call it aspirin.
All right, just so you know, bubblegum does not show up anywhere in the index.
Dang darn dilly.
But if I had a PDF version of this book.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be able to do a word search and find the word bubblegum wherever it occurs.
This is true, and we can get the digital copy. I've got... I thought I had the digital copy.
That is the nice thing about digital copies. A lot of my books that I have on hand with me right now, I do not have digital copies of them. So I have to actually read them. You know?
Right.
So...
So, tonight's topic is
poppies.
We got poppy flowers growing in our ditch.
Here and there, a few of them. Bright red ones. I don't know that he has a picture of the particular type of poppy in his book. But he does mention them. So there's basically, there's three major chemicals in poppy that he mentions, all right? There's morphine, codeine, and opiates, all right? And, you know, unless you're dealing with the oriental poppy, the opiates are rather small. But they often put poppy seeds in baked goods, make them taste better. And if you're somebody who gets drug tested a lot, you got to avoid even those because they can make you test positive.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I think he mentions its pain relieving qualities. Kano earlier this week was mentioning to me that it has other properties as well that I did not know of. I knew about pain killing.
I'm looking it up now in my book right now, so I'll let you finish and then I'll read my stuff.
Okay, you're going to read Rothkrantz's book or you got your stuff online there?
I got a different book. I got the prescriptions for herbal healing, and I got the internet.
Yeah, I was rather disappointed. The growing book. I got a book for organic gardening. It tells me how to grow them, but it really doesn't mention any of its nutritional or stuff like that stuff. I've got a foraging book that doesn't even mention them. I've got a couple other books that they may mention poppy, but they don't have it in the index. Rothkrantz has got one paragraph on it. So if you like, I'll read it to you.
Yes.
All right.
Our listeners say yes.
I'm going to skip the scientific names and just say, okay, poppy. Poppies contain both morphine and codeine, which are pain-relieving drugs that are still used today. They come in all colors with 4 to 6 petals. Many contain opiates. So they make you feel peaceful. Ancient doctors had their patients eat poppy seeds to relieve pain. The seeds contain the most medicinal properties. Poppy is used for pain, insomnia, nervousness, and chronic cough. Don't use it if you are being tested for drugs, as it can cause you to test positive. This includes poppy seeds used in baked goods. And then they show some nice pictures of poppies. They got the nice California poppy. They got some red ones with some and purple ones and another orange one. And they show us an example of a poppy seed pod, so, and a couple of poppy leaves. So, anyway, that's about all I had to say. So, unless you want me to tell you how to grow them.
How do you grow them?
Oh, you would ask that. The book gives detailed instructions on how to prepare the soil. Basically, you want leaf mold and manure and sand and dirt mixed together, because they don't like to be wet, or at least most of them don't like to be wet. There's actually so many different types of poppy that different types require different soils. So, but basically they do like to be well drained. So mix sand into your soil when you're doing it. And I don't know what else to say on that unless I actually read it. It's a couple pages long.
So basically we need to transplant it from the onto land.
I'm sorry, I did not hear that. You kind of faded out on me.
I said, so basically we need to transplant it from the ditch to our land before the city or the state comes and mows it down.
This is true. But seeing as it's flowering now, it'll probably go to seed just before they do that, and when they mow, they'll scatter the seeds.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So, I thought it'd be cool.
Well, in low doses, the poppy flower, you can eat the flower itself, too. The flower itself might also make you test positive. That, I don't know. It's good for relaxation. It's good, it'll help you relax in small doses. In high doses, it'll put you to sleep. Let's see here. They say it's good for anxiety disorders.
Who wants anxiety?
No, it'll prevent anxiety.
Come on, can't they tell a bad joke once in a while?
Yes. They're suggesting that you blend the poppy flower with hawthorn berries and magnesium for better efficiency.
Okay.
That's for anxiety.
Better efficiency at what?
That's for anxiety.
Okay.
So if you have anxiety, you want to consume poppy, hawthorn, and magnesium. Unless you cannot consume poppy because of drug testing, then you might stick with the hawthorn and magnesium and find a substitute for the poppy.
So when you're ingesting magnesium, what form?
That's a good question, because...
I'm thinking Epsom salt.
Right. Well, there's three types of minerals. You have colloidal minerals, you have metallic minerals, and then you have chelated minerals. Metallic minerals are rock, basically. They're minerals in their rawest form. We don't absorb raw minerals in their raw form, but plants do. And we can absorb them, but not very much, like 3 to 10% is the going rate. The studies show that as adults, now children absorb more, but as adults, we only absorb 3 to 10% of metallic minerals. If the plants convert those minerals to those metallic minerals to chelated minerals, we absorb a higher percentage, more like 50%. Now, we shouldn't really absorb all of it because we have to recycle it and put it back into the earth. But even if we did absorb more of it, we would still recycle it and put it back into the earth. But scientists have been able to figure out how to oxidize it and make it more assemblable in the body, and that's what we call either ionic or colloidal minerals. And I forgot the ionic process, but colloidal minerals is where they oxidize the minerals to make them more assemblable in the body. They take the chelated minerals and oxidize them so the body will accept them and absorb them quicker and better. Personally, I think the minerals in their rawest form for human consumption would be the plant-based, and that is what we should be eating, is chelated or just eating plants that are high in minerals. So all these one-a-day vitamins that are made out of rocks, don't spend $30 on a bottle. Spend $1 at the dollar store and go put it in your garden and then eat those plants.
Right.
That's my suggestion. So anyhow, poppy is also an anti-inflammatory. Native Americans used to use it for toothaches. And also it's they used to use it for sleep-inducing sedative effects. They didn't make opium out of it. They used the cactus for that.
Peyote.
Peyote.
Actually, as I understand it, they didn't really do the peyote in big time until the white men started messing with them a whole bunch. And it was the only religion they had left.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, when you start taking away your people's freedoms and liberties, what else do they got to do besides sit around and get stoned? Why are we going to work to support other people who are going to steal our hard-earned labor?
Pretty much.
Anyways, that's a scrap-go-scrap topic.
Well, it overlaps.
It does. Because this is stuff the government doesn't want you to know also. They want you to depend on your doctor and let your doctor poison you because they're brainwashed by the pharmaceutical industries.
Right. And if you've ever listened to Dead Doctors Don't Lie, he'll ask the question, why would you trust a man whose average lifespan is 57 years old for health advice? Seeing as the average doctor dies at the age of 57.
Okay, it says here in prescriptions for herbal healing that it helps with digestive problems, vomiting issues, diarrhea, morning sickness, and loss of appetite. The Chinese use it for stomach aches, nausea, vomiting again, and flatulence issues, gastroenteritis.
Well, if you're going to fart, those opiates probably make you feel good about it.
I didn't know this, but there's an essential oil from the poppy.
There you go.
The essential oil is antibacterial and antifungal. I'm going to have to look at my supplier now.
I'll probably tell you you can't get it.
Yeah, it's probably illegal.
You're in the wrong country. You can't get it. I can ship it to you via Mexico.
Well, my supplier is actually an importer, but if the United Soviet States of America won't let them import it, then yeah, I won't be able to get it. P-O-P-P-Y. Yay! Boo. I can't get it in an essential oil, so we have to make our own. I can get it in a dried herb or in a tincture. But we can just pick our own.
You have to grow the right type, I guess.
Poppy essential oil, and that is why you want a distiller for distilling things that you can't buy.
Or a lavender press.
Lavender press.
Which can be expensive, very expensive. But seeing as this state is talking about legalizing the growing of marijuana, I'd be interested in putting some marijuana through a lavender press to get the hemp oil out of it.
Yeah, speaking of hemp, we need to look into rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines for growing hemp in Missouri.
Right. But do we want the federal government coming and stealing our guns as a result?
Not hemp. That's marijuana. They'll steal our guns if we grow or buy or sell marijuana. But hemp might be a different story.
Yeah, seeing as they made hemp and marijuana illegal at the same time, I think they'll treat them as the same just because.
Right. And that's why I said we need to look into the rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines on growing hemp.
Yep.
See if there's too many Soviet rules against it to make it, because if there's too much crap, I'm not going to grow it.
Hey, don't blame the Soviets for the problems created by Uncle Sam.
Well, Uncle Sam got the idea from the Soviets and from, Hitler?
Yeah, something like that. So you want to close this out and introduce people to the other?
Yeah. So, to hear the rest of this story, go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Where we will continue talking about this stuff. And we're talking about making a whole separate blog and podcast. So, I will conclude this with a ScrapGov scrap message. So long.
For 75 years, we've been offered more government. And still more government programs as solutions to problems created by the government. That's a pretty neat trick. Conceal the fact that you and your brain trust have created the problem and offer a solution, which puts more and more power into your hands and into the hands of like-minded people who follow you into office. 75 years of this, and we're now on the brink of a dictatorship.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
If you're happy with this, I'm not. I'm angry. Remember, you may be a strutting peacock today, but tomorrow you could be a feather duster.
I approve of what was said in this commercial, and I'm Lenny Ladner.